know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Charles Correll. I wonder if you know that there actually is a difference in brands of aspirin. Well, there is. Every Rexall aspirin tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. What's more, there's no faster-acting aspirin than Rexall's. Just thought you'd like to know why I always say Rexall when I ask for aspirin. You might want to keep that in mind the next time you get aspirin at your Rexall drugstore.
About 6 months ago, George Kingfish Stevens and his wife, Sapphire, borrowed $500 on their furniture. Ever since then, the Kingfish has fallen farther and farther behind on the payments. The loan company has resorted to every known device to collect the money. But so far, the old Kingfish has been able to stall them off.
George Stevens, you're going to have to do something about it. Another man was here today from the finance company.
Yeah? What gimmick did that boy use to get in? Did he claim he was a census taker, or did we done won the Irish cheapstakes? What was that?
No. This wise guy told us he was from the Arthur Godfrey Show auditioning singer.
Yes. And I was in the middle of the last rose of summer when he pulled a final notice out of his violin case.
Yeah, this is a real sneaky outfit. But I was too smart for him, you know that.
Oh, George, this time they'll take our furniture. Now all the neighbors will know we're in debt.
Oh, the shame!
Now, wait a minute, Mama. The fact that we is in debt ain't no secret around this building, you know. How about the other day, Mama, when you throwed the collector from the gas company down the stairs? He fell on the landlord that was coming up to collect the rent.
Well, I don't blame Mama for that. He was nasty to her.
Yeah, well, it ain't the first time it happened. We got to find some way to stagger the collectors and the process servers so they won't keep falling over each other on the landing.
Well, you better do something about the finance company, George, because they really want their money this time.
Oh, don't worry. I'll think of some kind of stall. And if they give me too rough a time, I'll really fix them for good. I'll let them take our crummy furniture. If they get a load of this flophouse provincial, they'll really go out of business.
It's a tricky outfit. They gonna get you sooner or later.
Listen, I know every trick that they can pull. I wise to these people. Actually, I knows as much about the loan company business as they do. I ought to make that my racket. Why, hey, wait a minute, sir. Why couldn't I go into loan business?
What are you talking about? And where would you get the money to start?
Well, Andy got a lot of capital in the bank. Maybe I could talk him into going in partners with me.
Huh. You won't find Andy putting up the money so easy. You done stung him too much in the past.
Listen, a smart bee can even get nectar from a thorny rose. I shouldn't have no trouble getting honey from a big, fat, dim-witted petunia like Andy.
No, sir, Kingfish. I ain't gonna put up my money for us to go in no loan company now.
Well, now look, Andy. You'll be the president of the company, and I'll be the chairman of the board. It'll be a great thing.
No, sir. I'm going to keep my money right in the bank where it is. While it's in there, the government guarantees the stuff. They're standing behind it.
Well, what's so good about that, Andy? Let's analyze the thing. Who is the government? The people. And you is the people, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you is, Andy. In other words, you is guaranteeing your own money. And you certainly don't want a deadbeat like yourself being responsible for your $500.
Well, I see your point there, Kingfish, but we could lose my money in a loan company.
Now, wait a minute. There ain't no risk, Andy. First of all, we only loans the money to responsible people. We make sure that they owns a home, has an automobile, has a bank account, and is working steady. That's the kind of customers we want.
Yeah, well, if they is doing that well, they got their nerve coming in here and ask a couple of bums like us for money.
No, Andy. Financially, at the moment, they might be temporarily decomposed. You know, their assets might be frozen.
Frozen? Well, I don't like the idea of waiting for no hot spell to get my money back.
I guess it's lucky, Andy, we ain't in the business of loaning out brands, or we'd be bankrupt here before we started.
Well, I like the idea of making money and compounding interest and all that business, but I still don't see how we can't lose our money.
Well, now, let me explain to you how it works. You see, we checks on the people first. It's like, suppose you take a beautiful gal out to buy her a expensive dinner. Before you lays out all that dough, a smart fella talks to some of the lover boys down at the pool hall and gets her done in Bradstreet rating in the smooching department.
Oh, yeah, well, now you're talking my language. I'm glad to know this business is tied up with smooching somewhere.
And look here, all you is getting is just in trouble by not going into this business.
Yeah, well...
Now, look here, you understand the loan business now. What do you say, boy? You got $500 in the bank. You put up the money, and I'll put up the brains.
Well, okay, I think I'll take a chance on the thing. You put up the brains, but I ain't going to put up my whole $500. I'm only going to put up $300.
Well, all right, Andy, if you want to do it that way, all right. But with you only putting up $300, I reserve the right to use one-third of my brain for outside ventures. That's what I go to do. Well, Andy, we've been in the loan business here, boy, for 2 hours now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great name we got for the company, too, Andy. The super friendly, courteous, convenient neighborhood personal loan company of America.
Oh, yeah. That sure is a long name to have printed on the door, though, ain't it?
Yeah, the painter managed to get it all on, though. The only trouble is, when you open the door, half of America stays on the door jam.
Yeah, well, I sure hope that we get a...
Wait a minute. Come in.
I saw your sign. Is this the super friendly loan company, friend?
Yeah, friend. And I is friendly Lyndon Stevens, and this here is Easy Payment Brown.
Fine. I'd like to borrow $300.
Yeah. Now, of course, we'll have to have some information first.
Information?
Yeah, sir. We got to know if you smooches or not.
No. Don't pay no attention to Easy Payment here, Mother. He new in the business. Sit down here now. Tell me this. First, what is your name?
Name? Longshot Harrison.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Longshot. And your address?
I live in an apartment at 437 East 169th Street.
437? Excuse me for protruding, mister, but ain't that practical in the East River?
Well, now that you mention it, the first three floors are a little damp.
Oh, yeah, natural.
Yeah, so now tell me this. What did you want the money for?
I want the money to make a down payment on a little rose-covered cottage in the country for my dear old mother.
Oh, nice, that's nice.
Yeah, well, that's a legitimate reason. Now, our interest rate is 2%.
2%? Is that by the year or by the month?
By the hour.
Well, that's high, but I'll only need it for a week.
Yeah, so, well, get out the money, Andy.
No.
Mister, you can sign right here.
Very well.
All right, there, on the dotted line, right over them dots. That's it. Put the full name
there. There you are.
And here you is, $300.
Thank you.
Now, remember now, you're going to return the $300 plus interest and carrying charges a week from today.
Very well. See you then.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy, we got our first customer, boy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, something makes me uneasy about lending money to a man that wears blue suede shoes and an orange polo coat.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One item many customers request right after Thanksgiving is the Andelafil reducing plan. This plan is not just one reducing aid, but a complete and scientific method of removing excess weight safely and surely. You get a complete kit containing an inspiring menu and reducing book, protective daily vitamins, and the Delafil appetite reducing wafers. And now, there are two Andelafil reducing plans, a plan for men, a plan for women. So if your doctor says your excess weight is not organically caused, ask for the Andelafil reducing plan, available exclusively at Rexall drugstores.
Come on in, Brother Ennis. Sit down.
Yeah, say, the week is up. This is the day that Mr. Harrison is coming in to repay his loan.
Oh, yeah, Andy, with the interest and carrying charges and everything, we're going to make a clear profit of about $150 on the boy.
Oh, yeah. You know, we is a couple of smart guys, you know what?
Yeah.
You think the man is coming in soon, King?
Oh, sure, Andy. It don't matter what time he gets here. The longer he keeps the money, the more interest he's going to owe us.
He is, huh?
Oh, yeah, Andy. Suppose he got hit by an automobile or something. While he's laying up there in the fracture ward, the interest is compounding in our favor.
Yeah, well, if the fella gonna have to suffer, it's nice to know he's suffering in our behalf, ain't it?
Oh, we got a great racket here, boy. One of the greatest I'll never see.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just sit here and wait for him to come in and pay the money. We's in the money. Do-do-de-o-do. I wonder what's keeping him, Kingfish.
Well, Andy, him and his sweet old mama is probably watering the roses around the vine-covered cottage.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for him to finish watering them flowers, I think I'll go in the back room and get myself a cold drink or something. You call me if he comes in, will you, Kingfish?
Yeah. How you like that, Andy? Getting nervous about that Mr. Harrison. Come to think of it, that boy is slapping an awful lot of water on them roses. I wonder if... hello, super-friendly loan company.
Hello, this is Longshot Harrison.
Oh, hello, Mr. Harrison. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You better get over here with the money, because the late charges is mounting up on you.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I'm not going to be able to pay back that loan. I'm stone broke.
You broke?
Yeah.
Well, that's just too bad, because we're going to have to foreclose on the collateral.
Sorry, but I don't have any collateral.
Wait a minute, what about that rose-covered cottage in the country that you going to make the down payment on?
That cottage ran out of the money at Belmont. So long.
Hello. Holy mackerel. I done loaned the money to a deadbeat. Me of all people. Oh, me, this is like a rattlesnake getting fanged by a cobra. I gotta get out here before Andy finds out what done happened.
Hey, Kingfish, did that Mr. Longshot get here with the money yet?
No, he ain't, Andy. No, he ain't.
Oh, yeah. Boy, it's sure costing him a lot of money staying away like this, ain't it?
Yeah, costing him a lot of money, Andy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the poor boob don't know we're sitting here compounding the interest on him, do he?
I'm just thinking here, Mr. President, with the business like we got here, ain't no use tying up all this manpower sitting around waiting here.
Well, what you mean, Mr. Chairman?
Well, instead of both of us sitting around waiting for Mr. Harrison, why, we could divide the waiting in shifts.
Shifts?
Yeah. Mr. President, suppose you take the first shift.
Well, fine. How long must I wait here?
Well, we'll operate on regular 8-hour day. 5 o'clock now. You just sit here till 1 o'clock in the morning and I'll come back as chairman of the board and take over from then on, you see.
Wait a minute. Well, you mean I got to sit here all night?
Well, that's the law, Andy. We got to be open 24 hours a day. A loan company and an all-night bean rib both come under the clause of the Constitution, you see.
Well, if that's the law, okay.
Well, so long, Andy. See you later.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute, Kingfish. Come here. Suppose while I'm waiting here, somebody else comes in to make a loan. What I do?
Well, I tell you, Mr. President, there's 38 cents in the desk drawer there. Just make the best deal you can, boy.
Oh, me, it's 1:45 in the morning here. That Kingfish show is late getting back to take over the next shift. And I wonder what happened to that Mr. Longshot. He's going to ruin them roses with all that water. Come in. Is that you, Mr. Long... Oh, hi, Amos, hi.
Well, Andy, I was going home in my taxi cab when I see the light on in the lodge hall. What is you doing up here at 2:00 in the morning by yourself?
Well, me and the Kingfish is running a loan company, and I got to sit here all night under the baked bean amendment.
Well, I don't know what kind of business you was running, Andy, but it don't seem right as you sitting here all night, do it?
Oh, no, Amos, this is great for the business. We loaned a fella $300. And the longer it takes to pay back the money, the more interest we're going to charge. You know, I was figuring here, if he never comes in and pays us back, we're going to be millionaires.
You loaned the fella $300, huh? And you are still waiting for him to come in and pay you back?
Yeah, that's right. The Kingfish say he's coming back and take over the next shift, but he ain't showed up neither.
And if you ask me, there's something fishy here. You better get a hold of that Kingfish and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to get a hold of him the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, well, I'll drive you on home now, son. Come on.
No, Amos. I'm going to sit you another couple hours. Maybe that Mr. Longshot and his mama done lost their sprinkling can.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Sapphire, honey. Is my breakfast ready?
George Stevens, I've been waiting for you to get up. I want to talk to you.
Well, wait a minute now. What is it, Sapphire?
Has you got any money to pay off the finance company? This time, they ain't taking no stalls. They'll be around any time now to repossess our furniture.
No, honey. Well, I did have a deal all worked out to get some money, but it fell through. But I'll take care of it somehow, though.
Huh. And another thing, Andy Brown called you up this morning. I don't know what he's mad at you about, but he said if you didn't get right down to the lodge hall, he was going to beat up on you through the next two shifts.
Well, I better get right on down there, then.
But, George, you ain't had your breakfast yet, and I got a nice beefsteak for you.
Well, never mind cooking it. Just give me the beefsteak raw. I'm going to need it later for my eye, I think.
This is Harlow Wilcox with a time-saving Christmas shopping tip. Look for the Rexall Christmas color ad in this week's Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and the Current Country Gentleman. You can do your Christmas shopping in advance and save with this big two-page ad that gives you 39 full-color illustrations and more than 70 gift ideas for men and women, boys and girls. You'll find dolls and drums and charming toys for children, Caranome colognes and beautiful gift sets for women. Popular Stag toiletries in smart gift packages for men. You'll find chocolates for the family, stationery, leather billfolds, toys and treats, and Yuletide treasures that will save you trouble, time, and money. Thanks to Rexall Druggists everywhere, you can plan your Christmas shopping in the uncrowded comfort of your own living room with the Rexall Christmas color ad in the current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
Good morning, Brother Ender.
Don't good morning me, Kingfish. You realize I've been sitting here all night waiting for that Mr. Longshot Harrison to come in with the money?
Well, Mr. President, I got something to tell you.
Uh-oh, something gone wrong, ain't there?
Well, you is here the old expression that money brings a fella nothing but sadness. And you is never happy till you get rid of it.
Yeah, I has heard that.
Well, sit down, son, and have a good laugh for yourself.
Kingfish, something has done happened to my $300, ain't it?
Well, and as chairman of the board to the president of the company, we has been wiped out by one of the unforeseen hazards of the loan business.
What's that?
A lame horse on a muddy track, that's what.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. You just talked me into this. Now, either you give me my money back or I'm going to beat up on
you. Now, wait a minute, Sir Henry.
No, sir. I'm going to punch you so hard your stomach's going to go one way and your sacroiliac the other. I'll tell you.
Now, Andy, you wouldn't hit a sick man. A man with hydrophobia.
What are you talking about? Only dogs get hydrophobia.
Well, there you is. You lay a hand on me and I'll get you for cruelty to animals.
Kingfish, I'm going to start punching.
Now, look, Andy, it ain't no use resorting to no fisticuffery here. I is sort of a way to get your money back from that Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, Andy, we is running a legitimate loan company, and the man done frauded us. Now, the thing for us to do is to get our lawyer, Algonquin J. Calhoun, go down to the courthouse and swear out a warrant for the man's arrest.
Yeah, you know something? You was right. Yes, sir, we is in the right this time.
Yeah, Andy, every time before we been in court, somebody done drug us down there. This time, we is in the right. Gonna give us a chance to see how the other half lives. That's what's going on.
Now, just relax, boys. The judge say he gonna see us in his chambers in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, you think we gonna get the money back, Calhoun?
Yeah, and I hope it don't take too much time, because I'm getting the courthouse shakes already.
Now, just take it easy, boys. Don't worry about nothing. When we get in there with that judge, I'm going to get some action. I'm going to wave my finger in his face like this. I'm going to stamp my feet. I'm going to holler, and I'm going to yell. I'm going to pound my fist, and I'm going to jump up and down.
Calhoun, what happened?
Pick me up, boys. I done over-rehearsed myself here.
Kind of watch it there, Calhoun, you know. You got too much jurisprudence there for your backbone to handle.
Don't worry about me. I'm going to be all over that judge.
Good morning. I'm Judge Clarkson. Did you wish to see me about something?
Does we wish to see you? We is here for action, not talk. We is citizens. We is taxpayers. The time has come to rally round the cause, to gather round the feet of justice, to plant the seed of humanity in the breasts of men everywhere.
I is George Stevens, and this here is Andy Brown.
Oh, I see. You two want to have this other man committed.
No, Your Honor. He ain't no maniac. This here is our lawyer.
Andy, let me do the talking here.
Yeah, okay.
Your Honor, look at these two men standing there. Look at the pitiful expressions on their faces. The moanful expressions in their eyes. And the sad, beaten stoop to their bodies. Your Honor, ain't they a mess?
Tell me, just what is all this about?
Your Honor, somebody done frauded us out of $300, and we wants to have them arrested.
I see. Well, just how did this happen?
Well, you see, Your Honor, they was running a loan company.
Well, has your client's license to operate this loan company been approved by the state?
Your Honor, we ain't got no license.
No.
Mr. Calhoun. Do you mean to say you're representing men here who are operating a loan company without a license?
Well,
don't you realize that's a direct violation of the law?
Well,
Stevens and Brown, what are you trying to pull here?
Yeah, you heard the judge. What are you trying to pull here, you bum?
Wait a minute. We didn't know we were supposed to have a license.
No, all we done was to loan the fella $300 a week ago.
Yeah, and he was supposed to come back yesterday and pay us $450.
Good heavens! That's 50% interest. The legal rate in this state is 10%.
Yeah, sir, we used the legal rate, only we used it five times, that's all.
Counselor, do you realize your clients are guilty of usury?
You don't have to tell me the law, Your Honor. I know what they is guilty of. And on top of that, if you file the bill of particulars, you can get them for grand theft.
Wait a minute, Jim.
Shut up! Shut up before me and the judge throw you two loan sharks into clink.
Your Honor, may I ask you one question here?
Yes. What is it?
Your Honor, would you give us permission to drop this whole mess before our lawyer starts booking us into the death house?
Well, if you want to drop the charges, that's perfectly all right with me.
Yeah, well, so long, Your Honor.
Yeah, but don't neither one of you crooks leave town. We might want to get you on that usury rap.
So, Andy, you done got your money back from the Kingfish, huh?
Yes, Amos, he done pawned that gold watch the brothers give him for 25 years of loyal service, and he paid me back.
Yeah, well, this is something. The Kingfish deciding to go in the loan business so he could pay off the loan company that was hounding him.
Yeah, well, I guess he just ain't had as much experience collecting money as they has.
Yeah, well, at least you got your money back, Andy, and I hope you don't let it get away from you again.
No, sir, Amos. I done put it in my sock. And I don't change them enough for temptation to get much of a crack at me.
The stupidest thing I ever heard you do, losing $300 trying to open a loan company.
Yeah, of all the crazy things you ever pulled, egghead.
Well, I was just trying to get the money so we wouldn't lose our furniture.
We're going
to
lose it anyway, George, because this is the day the collector said he was coming back. He's probably...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, me, that's him now. And here goes our furniture.
Yeah, well, I better talk to him. Maybe I can find out how they runs the loan company so successfully. Oh, it's you, Mr. Longshot Harrison. Oh, so you come back to pay me the loan after all?
No, I came up to give you a receipt for $300. You see, I posed as Longshot Harrison to get the money you owed my finance company on your furniture.
Oh, wait a minute, Jim.
Now, here is your Rexall family druggist.
Naturally, we all want to enjoy the holiday season to the fullest. Yet these are the very weeks when many of my customers are troubled with a nasal congestion caused by winter colds. For effective relief, I recommend the antibiotic nose drops Nasothricin. This new Rexall formula provides two-way relief. First, Nasothricin quickly reduces congestion, opens up a stuffy nose, so to speak. Second, the antibiotic tirothricin in this formula inhibits many bacteria. So if a cold in the nose threatens to hinder your holiday enjoyment, I suggest you get a bottle of Rexall Nasothricin. That's spelled N-A-S-O-T-H-R-I-C-I-N. Nasothricin comes complete with dropper at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rely on your Rexall family druggist. And when you visit him, would you be kind enough to tell him that Amos and Andy sent you? Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Boys and girls, many Rexall druggists are running a special contest for you right now with a beautiful Schwinn bicycle as grand prize. See if the Rexall druggist in your neighborhood is planning a boy and girl contest. You may win one of the big prizes. Be sure to be with us at this same time next Sunday when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Stay tuned for the Bing Crosby program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is the CBS Radio Network.